Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This one is Leadership Training. All good organizations need to develop good, effective leaders and managers. We will define the effective leader as a member of a team or an organization that's primarily responsible for the creation and communication of a clear goal, and who can then inspire the team to take the actions necessary to achieve the goal in the most efficient manner possible. And we will define the effective manager as a member of a team or an organization that is primarily responsible for planning, implementation, organization, and control of all the resources that will achieve the stated goal in the most efficient manner possible. 1. Obviously, it would be an advantage if a leader had good management skills. And 2. Equally, it would be an advantage if the manager had good leadership skills. So a leader-manager are those special people who combine sets of abilities. The effective leader-manager is defined as a member of a team or an organization who's primarily responsible for the creation and communication of clear goals, together with the rational, intelligent, and enthusiastic application of the available resources which achieves the goals in the most efficient manner possible. A leader-manager has the following 6 attributes and abilities. 1. A sense of clear purpose. The ability to create a clear and distinct goal and commit to it for long enough to attain it, as opposed to when difficulties and setbacks appear, dropping the first goal and starting a new second goal, then later dropping the second goal to start a third, and so on. 2. Excellent communication skills. The ability to accurately explain your ideas to others in such a way that they will understand you, agree with you, and act in accordance with your ideas, as opposed to excessive miscommunications, misunderstandings, arguments, upsets, and disagreements. 3. The rational, logical planner. Analyze the facts and formulate detailed, logical, written plans of action that will achieve the goal in the most efficient way possible, as opposed to constantly feeling uncertain and always feeling that you are reacting to events, reacting to the current crisis. 4. Rational conflict. The ability to guide and harmonize the various personalities in a team so that they are more able to synchronize their actions and be more likely to reinforce and to complement each other, as opposed to a disharmonious atmosphere, office character clashes, internal squabbles, and people conspiring against each other. 5. Inspire and motivate yourself. Personal management. The ability to maintain a positive mental state of optimism and realistic self-confidence, especially during the tough times, as opposed to losing heart after a series of defeats or setbacks or criticisms. 6. Inspire and motivate other people. Leadership qualities. The ability to inspire the positive emotions of self-belief, desire, and self-confidence in all the other members of the team, especially during the difficult times, as opposed to allowing excessive negativity, pessimism, or fear to take hold of the team and weaken its spirit. An advanced leader-manager is one who has these abilities developed to a high degree. All good organizations need effective leadership and management. All effective leader-managers display 6 key attributes. Here are the essential 6 attributes again in brief form. Clarity of purpose, goal focus, accurate language, excellent planning and problem-solving skills, the ability to handle difficult personalities and performance issues, the ability to create and sustain good levels of self-confidence and optimism for the future, and 6, the ability to inspire others to share your feelings of self-confidence and optimism for the future. With those abilities in mind, please score yourself out of 10 for each of the following questions. 10 is excellent, and 1 is terrible. Question 1, goal focus, action or reaction. To what degree are you a goal-focused individual? Do you always act to achieve a long-range objective, or are your actions more often a reaction to what other people are doing? 2, accurate language, specific or vague. To what degree are you able to explain your ideas, plans, and ideas so that others understand your message, even if they don't always agree with you? Or do you suffer with frequent instances of people misunderstanding your instructions or being confused by your message? 3. Excellent planning and problem-solving skills. To what degree are you a good planner, prioritizer, and analytical problem solver? Are you generally able to solve problems faster than they occur, or do problems seem to proliferate faster than you can solve them? 4. The ability to handle difficult personalities and performance issues. To what degree are you able to manage the difficult personalities that are present in your organization? Or are there certain individuals with whom you struggle to effectively manage? 5. The ability to create and sustain good levels of self-confidence and optimism for the future. To what degree is your mental and emotional strength in your own hands? Or do you feel that your mood and emotions are governed by the external events and the feelings of anger, frustration, or worry that are beyond your control? 6. The ability to inspire others and to share your feelings of self-confidence and optimism for the future. Question: to what degree are you able to consciously affect the emotions of other people towards the positive, i.e., to inspire and motivate other people to take action towards the goal? Or are you more likely to be the one who is constantly complaining and upsetting the atmosphere? Based on your scores that you've given yourself, you must be able to see relative strengths and weaknesses. Therefore, determine what you need to do to improve your performance as a leader manager. Try to reduce your development goal to a one-line question of the form, how can I do something? Or how can I prevent something from happening? So, for example, how can I manage my emotions when I'm in a conflict situation? Or how can I prevent others from misinterpreting my instructions? If you need help to find the answers to the questions above, please call us. Thank you.